Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Sorry, I could have done that more smoothly, but it just came out of me.
Carly!
Rushing out.
No, I'm glad somewhere. I was like waiting for these guys to jump in, and luckily your memory is like a steel trap, Vinny.
Yeah, that's it. It's a steel trap. All right, sure. I'm sure the people listening are like, this guy's been broadcasting for 30 years, and that's what he does.
Carly!
He into the mic.
I liked it. It was enthusiastic.
Jesus.
I like seeing a little vim and vigor.
All right. Well, anyway, our text number, this is when we read back the stuff you guys have written. Right. We talk, you listen, you comment, and we read you back. So here it is, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote today. Oh, 707, I'm so sorry. Coworker overheard, I'm getting let go today. I'm heading into work now. Wish me luck. OFOC.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm so sorry. Even if you're going to come out on top and be better for this, it's still a thing you got to go through. You got to walk in and face it.
Yep.
Sucks. I once paid a medical bill. They cashed my check, and I even had the canceled one. They said it wasn't in their system, so they sent me to collections. I had to pay it twice to make it go away.
No. But you had the canceled check.
I don't know what to tell you. I know these things can get downright
nasty.
Hostile.
Yep. It is true.
Vinny is absolutely right about the ambulance fees. Lucky my dad had insurance, but bills ranged from $2,000 to $4,000. Ridiculous.
By the way,
let me find this one.
It's not no Uber.
Because someone wrote in and said, don't tell people not to take an ambulance. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's not what I said. I said, if you can get yourself to the hospital by a ride from a neighbor or a ride from a friend or an Uber, do that. Because the price of an ambulance ride to the hospital is beyond belief. You could put a down payment on a new car
right, for
what it cost on that ride.
And now, that said, if you need an ambulance, get one.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's right. But you don't just automatically.
Right.
You know what?
What?
Remember when I told you I went and got my first vaccine?
Yeah.
And a kid had gotten the shot and hit the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And he fainted. Well, then they called 911 and had people come out. And, you know, it was ambulance and it was fire. And they were there and they talked to the kid. And eventually they said, look, we can't tell you you should just go home. We have to. He passed out. We don't know how bad this is. We think he needs to be checked out. So we'll take him to the hospital. And I was sitting there biting my tongue. I wanted to go, drive him yourself. Drive him yourself. Don't take the ambulance. Drive him yourself. Just get him in the car. Have them help you get him in the car. And then drive him yourself. But I didn't. I just went.
Right.
No, that's not my business.
Luckily, my time was up before they did anything. So I was able to leave. But man, I
without ripping open the back of the ambulance, get out of there, man! You don't want to do it.
You don't know what you're doing.
I'll drive you. You
remember
don't
that motorcycle accident that I was in?
Yes.
Yeah.
The cop that was there was Vinny, not saying anything, but like, don't take it, don't take it. And I ended up saying, I don't need this, even though I had a broken leg, and
two broken ankles.
And so they made
he doesn't take
they
the
made
ambulance.
Me sign a release saying that, you know, if you're dead, then they're not responsible. And so he gave me a ride home and told me that. So I left my motorcycle on the side of the road to get it towed
later.
And
the cop gave you a ride home.
The cop gave me a ride home.
You didn't go to the hospital to get your broken legs checked out.
I didn't know it was broken at the time. I just felt hurt. But he was like, I'm so glad you didn't do that because they – but, you know, he didn't know I had broken legs either or ankles. That's all.
Yeah, super great idea. Super great idea.
Well, I didn't know I was broken.
Until later when it was broken.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, yeah.
Until later when you rolled into Alice Monday morning in a wheelchair.
Well, I was just going to say, luckily, Bryn's dad has every set of wheels from a wheelchair to a Lamborghini. So he was able to just go into the garage and get a wheelchair.
I got a wheelchair for you, kid.
Do you want the electronic one? Like, I don't know how I'm going to put that in the car. It was pretty cool, though.
You know what's awesome, though, is because of the ADA, you can go to our building and get on the – I mean, did you carry the thing up the stairs or did you hook it onto that little lift that takes you up?
No, I parked in the garage and there's a
Oh, and then you just rolled right into the elevator. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, no, I got dropped off. I forget how I did that.
I was gonna say, you have two broken ankles. How did you drive?
Right, yeah.
I didn't drive. That's right. I got dropped off. I realized I got dropped off. My sister.
Oh, that's
my younger
nice
sister.
Got up at 4 in the morning to come get
mm-hmm.
you. And
yeah.
You got a good family. They've got wheelchairs, rides.
A lot of support, yeah.
Yep. You got a lawyer in the family if you get in any trouble. I mean, you got it all.
Big and small.
510 says, I can't get my own nails 1/4 inch before they break.
Yeah. You do too much yard work.
I just watched Dumb and Dumber the other day, and another person said, great job, Bryn. You totally nailed it. I was totally thinking Dumb and Dumber.
Awesome.
They had like a circular saw that they're getting his toenails off
grinding
with.
Those.
Right. A grinder. Yeah.
Yuck.
Appreciate your texture. Get in my back.
Golf clap for you. I love the golf clap. It's just so gentle.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, that's how you know, that goes with the golf nap.
Golf nap. Mm-hmm.
Nothing too noisy happening.
It's a pleasant nap, the golf nap.
Wait a minute.
What?
Alice family, help me out here. Just wrapped up Lasso, morning show in Queen's Gambit. Not into Marvel anymore. Can you suggest a new show to get into, please? Much love and have a great weekend, you mofos.
Oh, God, there's so many great shows. It's so hard. Yeah. I feel your pain when you end a show that you really love. And look, Bridgerton's great.
You haven't watched Ozark?
Oh, my God, Ozark is
Queen's
so good.
Gambit?
Oh, they said Queen's Gambit.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if this is a girl or a boy. If you like police procedurals, BritBox has a million of them. I love them. Oh, Bosch. I loved the Bosch series.
Oh, you finished it finally.
Well, yeah, we're long past Bosch, yeah. So, so good. Really good. Escape to the Chateau. That's a great one. It's on HGTV.
Like gross.
Oh, it's so good. Just makes you want to live in France. Forget Vermont. I'm going to France. I don't even speak the language. I don't care. Oh, bonjour. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? I said, do you want to go to bed with me? That's the only French things
you
I know.
You know, that whole, I really admire people who can come to a country without the language and work their way through it. I feel like you're partially pinballing from one thing to the next with barely any control because you don't really know, but
yep.
Somehow the people who are strong enough to get through that is seriously impressive.
I agree.
I don't know that I would do as well in France as you might.
I wouldn't. Me? I'd be, forget it. I'd be like, Riley, learn this language. We're going to France. And I'd stand behind him going, whatever he says. Bonjour. Fromage? Poisson? Les poissons? That's all the French. That's all the French I got.
Good job.
How do you say thank you in French? Merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you. Nice.
I got merci. Merci. Donde está el baño? Will that work there?
I don't think el baño is the same.
Probably not donde está either.
What is bathroom in French?
Can someone please type that into Google Translate and have her say it for us?
Is what it, was where, that again? What are
please,
you looking for?
I need the bathroom. It's an emergency. Put that into Google Translate.
Oh, 530 reminds me of juicy velour sweats and Ed Hardy gear.
Oh, sure. Early 2000s.
I forgot all about that.
I like Ed Hardy stuff.
Besoin de la salle de bain.
Oh, geez.
Can we say it again?
Besoin de la salle de bain.
And that just needs the bathroom.
Besoin de la salle de bain.
I didn't
and it's an emergency.
Oh, you want
to... Yeah, put it in there. Part of the, I want the whole thing.
All right.
Where is, please, where is the bathroom? I have an emergency.
All right, here it is.
Besoin de la salle de bain, c'est une urgence.
Oh, God.
Jesus, it just sounds like they're going...
Do you guys have, and I don't mean to cut in on our good time, do you have the DMX story?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, I was looking it up, too. He's not... I haven't gotten confirmation if he's dead.
I have. He died.
It's over.
It's on
People
right
I didn't
right here.
See the update. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had. I. It's
it
tough.
Just popped
That's
up
tough.
For me.
That's the family had to make a decision. And
so anyway, I thought that was obviously it's
rest in peace, DMX.
Important, and we were sort of wondering.
I saw an
what
hour ago he was having organ failure. So. Mm.
So terribly sad. It really is. I hope he was a donor. And some people
that
will
is
benefit.
Drug addiction, everyone. Very,
so,
very
so sad.
Sad. There's a guy who, whether he had it all or not, I don't know. I don't know. I know he had 15 kids. He leaves 15 kids behind.
What
Did
is
you know
DMX
that?
Worth? No. That's a ton of kids.
Yeah.
That's 10 families worth of kids. Hey, are someone looking up his net worth?
So far it says 1 million is the first article I have.
1 million?
Well, yeah, Impossible. Because he had 15 kids, and that's
oh,
the
so
thing.
You're saying he's been paying for them all along.
Well, I don't know. I really don't, but I know that if he didn't have suffer from such debilitating drug addiction, he might have been able to go out and make more records and tour and do things. But
And I guess he also claimed bankruptcy at one point.
Oh, boy. That's no good.
Very sad.
I'm so, so sorry.
Anyway, I wanted to make that. I'm glad you guys were sort of on it.
They've
behind
been
behind the
yeah.
scenes there, but
Nikki's
I just
really
saw
good
it and went,
Nicole, you do a great job of doing the updates and
thanks.
You must be getting alerts on your phone.
Yeah, but it was just weird. I didn't get that one because I was
yeah, popped right up on my phone.
I kept searching it and I didn't get it.
Yeah, you know what? My last thing from TMZ from 24 minutes ago is his organs are failing and he's in his final hours.
Yeah, that's what
but
I got.
We now
too.
Have confirmation that he's dead.
I have confirmation on People magazine.
Yeah, I just I got the info that he has passed. So anyway.
So sad.
707 writes, and back to our nonsense. Sorry for that real life interruption. Back to the nonsense, everyone. Okay. Low rise jeans are my jam. I hate the high rise crap.
Yeah, I do too.
No, I like the high rise because it sucks in my stomach.
I feel like it actually, it's too tight around my waist and it pushes, I can get a fupa, you know? So I like the low rise.
You get a what? Like a,
you never mind. If you know exactly what it is.
I don't know what you just said. What did you just say?
Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Can you spell it?
Nope.
Oh, God. How am I supposed to look up? What did you
You don't need
it?
To. You
it's
already
a,
know what
it
is.
Thing.
It's a girl. He knows
it's
what
it is. It's a girl thing.
Yeah. Don't give in to him. Don't.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know about that area. It's just, we call it a purse.
Oh, now you know what we're talking about, and I'm sitting here in
Vinny
the dark.
Vinny knows, Great. Too. We've used it for years, Vinny. Don't act like you don't know what a
408 says, low-rise jeans bring up trauma for all of us who wore them. Leave them in the past. Sheesh.
What was that?
You get to pick whatever you want. By the way, these days, forget low-rise. I want sweatpants. They're so comfy. I mean, I guess yoga pants, too, but man, sweatpants is just so... You're so loose and free.
Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying. It does make no sense if you're going to be in the house all day to put on jeans, but it would be nice to get back to living. Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Love you guys. I still keep in contact with my elementary school teacher. She was my 5th and 6th grade teacher. I'm 49 now.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
A lifelong friendship with a teacher. That's great.
I really do think that I'm sure teachers want to be paid a lot more, way more money. But I do think one of the rewards is you are an important part of your community and you bring up generations of kids.
Yep.
And often you're in a position to really impact them, at especially at a time when kids may not be talking to their parents like they should.
Right.
You know?
I still see my teachers around town.
Yeah.
All the time.
What?
Yeah.
That's a trip.
Well, it's,
yeah,
it's
teachers
a small
are
town.
Celebrities at the grocery store. I've heard that a million times. Hey, Mrs. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and there's the full reunion.
It's a little weird, though, now that I see them at the bars. I'm like, I think it's more weird for them. That's what they tell me.
They're peepo, too.
They are peepo, too.
Ready Player 2 is on point with Neuralink.
Right. You got to...
I'll start it this weekend. I haven't even gotten back to that book I started by Stephen King, but I can always read that one.
Oh, is that no...
It's called... No, I just haven't had time. Okay. I just told you my last night. Last night I was fighting with my two-year-old to shut the hell up. Like there's
if you're in a fight with a two-year-old, you've already lost.
Right. Oh, Walnut Creek is so crowded. The street traffic stinks.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's
really?
The, that is
it could take you 15 minutes just to go 2 miles.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're... You know, the hope is that if he moves within a few miles of his building, he could bike there.
Oh, there you go. Get him an electric bike.
Or just a regular bike. Whatever.
An acoustic bike.
Get him an acoustic bike.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, I don't know, though. But if he's, you know, the thing is, it's by the BART station. So if he can find another location to live. He loved living in Berkeley. And there's a BART station right there. So if he could get to that. And I don't know. Whatever. Who knows?
My oldest reluctantly got his license at 17. The youngest turned 20 last year. And she still doesn't have her license. I don't get it.
It's very upsetting. Oh, not upsetting, but like I'm perplexed by it. Like I couldn't wait to get my license. I don't know why this kid doesn't want his license, but I guess he's just so happy in his little cocoon.
Doesn't need it.
Yeah, what's he need that for?
Mm-hmm.
Can't go anywhere. I can see why this year, but now that we're coming out of it, like when he gets vaccinated, he's got to go get his license because he's got to go get a job. Jobs are next, my friend.
Or does he though?
He does.
Mm, we'll see about that.
Okay, we will.
Okay. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I know. You know what's funny is he puts out songs all the time on very... He gets money. He gets, like, Spotify and all these things because I'm in charge of his bank account. I'm like, oh, another deposit. Oh, another... That's nice. You can't live on $10 a week, I'm pretty sure, but...
Is it growing, though? Are the numbers growing as far as, like, you know, what's coming in? Maybe you see it...
Well, some days it's, you know, some weeks it's, you know, 92 cents. And other weeks it's $150. And I'm like, look at that.
Well, there it is.
But it averages out to, like, a dollar.
$150.
Yeah.
Nice.
A dollar ain't gonna...
It only takes one big break, though, to get, you know, $1 million.
Apparently,
I suppose
we're
if you
the
live
only.
At home, you get to keep it.
We're the only four people on the planet who don't know Christopher Maloney's backside is legendary. People are writing in like long lists of people are. His ass is amazing. There are Pinterest pages dedicated to Christopher Maloney's butt cheeks.
I never noticed that. Whenever I watch Law and Order, I'm just into it and. Watch, I don't look at
but
his
so
butt.
So you've never noticed his behind. I mean, I will say, whatever the positions he was in these photos,
that
it was
made
like,
it more
to
noticeable.
Make it more, almost like during the pandemic, he just did.
I don't think,
squats all day every day.
Like thinking of it, I don't. The camera angles obviously aren't on his butt all the time.
That's true. And these were people that went, oh my God.
Yeah.
And click and took pictures. So,
but he's obviously very proud of it. I'm surprised he's not wearing a thong on the outside of his khakis, you know, like the old 80s workout gear. What was that? Who was that? Jane Fonda, who wore a thong outside
her. Yeah, you'd
her,
wear tights. The tights and then have the.
Look at him. Show off.
Gosh, oh, so
Bryn's showing us video. This guy walks around ass first.
He does.
Look, would you look at this? And it's the individual definition of each cheek that's really a.
It's a bubble butt.
Isn't it?
That's what he has.
It is a full on bubble butt. Like a double bubble. Double bubble butt.
Good for him.
Well, look at him. That's an attractive top. That looks like something my mother would have worn in the 80s.
Oh, and look at the time.
All right, let's take a
quick break. Everyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We hope you have the best weekend of your entire life.
Of our time. Oh,
that's really nice of you to say. I hope everyone gets laid.
Oh, that's H-Y-G-L. Mm-hmm. O-F-O-C.
Yep.
All the little acronyms from our show. Yes, today, 5 o'clock, we're going to do a happy hour. Bryn, we've got V Hale as our guest today. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on confirmation for that, but she's going to be in next. So you can ask her yourself. And then, of course, Jane is going to be in after that. We have a full lineup here at the hour.
That timing probably works out great for V. She gets off her show, mm-hmm. starts drinking, mm-hmm, you mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. pre-show.
Right.
Shower, whatever she drinks.
Shower beer, shower sure. martini, whatever.
And
it
she's
is.
Good and rip-roaring ready when
all
it's time
up.
To do the happy hour.
That's right. So it good should be a fun guys. One tonight. It's going to be it's at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook show. And it goes, it's like around 5. You know, we're always right around there. Between 5 and 5:30, let's put it that way.
I'll be plugging into a Zoom HOA meeting at 5.
Oh, exactly. My God, nice. Vinny, that sounds so fun.
Lucky
5
me.
O'clock on a Friday?
Uh-huh.
An HOA meeting? Oh, it's like a dream come true.
There's nothing better than being a grown-up, kids. Hurry
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, hurry up. Race through that youth part. This is where you want to be.
Right.
All right, have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Later.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.